KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
There's a spring in the mountain, and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and produced by West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support provided by Bailey Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with our host, Kathy Matea.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple song. This world is turning round a simple song.
Oh, thank you. Hello, and welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the mountain state of West Virginia. I'm Kathy Matea, and we are back at our home, the Culture Center Theater in Charleston, West Virginia. We're so happy to be with you and so glad you joined us. You'll be glad, too, because this show is stacked with about as much talent as we can fit into 2 hours. Oliver Wood is here. He's one of my big favorites and a favorite, yes, of a lot of you out there, too. He has a new solo album, and we'll hear some songs from that release. And in our next hour, we are really excited to welcome for the first time to the show, and he's certainly having a well-deserved moment right now, Stephen Wilson Jr. is here. Yes, sir. Still to come in this hour, a group from the upper Midwest who brings strings, electronics, and folk music together. Also here for the first time, Cloud Cult is here. And in just a bit, a singer and writer who joins the prestigious, to us, 10-timers club with her appearance today, the remarkable Dar Williams is back. Yeah. She first joined us in 1995. But we're going to open the show this week with an eclectic indie folk quartet. They started in Missoula, Montana in 2016 and moved to Nashville in 2019. They began posting videos during the pandemic and quickly gained a considerable following. They started booking shows anywhere they could, backyards, living rooms, bars, and word of mouth spread. And within 2 years, they were selling out clubs all over the country. They have a brand new EP called Practice, which is a companion piece to last year's EP, Theory. Get it? Theory, Practice? They are known for their intricate arrangements and their high-energy performances, and we are so happy to have them here. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Top House.
Remember childhood, running through the grass, building forts with sticks. I wish I could go back. I'm always looking backwards, the good things never last. I've wasted half my years living in the past. Like a leaf, you turn and start again. It was good when you began, but better is the end. Like a seed in a flower bed, and then you water it, how better is the end? I'm still growing up, doing the best I can. Every day I'm learning to be a better man. I'm learning to be patient, I'm learning to be kind. I'll spend all my life learning to lose my pride. Like a stream into a riverbed, the ocean's round the bend, how better is the end? Like an oak, the towers overhead, through the years it has led, it's better in the end. Takes time before it's fulfilled. You're excited to start, but when it all falls apart, it's easier to look somewhere new instead of rebuild. By the time that you're through, seems you've had to renew a million times, jumping to get on every train. But a bit of a good thing turns into a great thing. If you stick it out, you'll find the better is the end. Like a faith you knew when you began, but the promise is ahead, how better is the end? Like a love that started out as friends, we couldn't comprehend, how better is the end? Yeah, better is the end than the beginning.
Why, hello there. They call us Top House for reasons that are secret.
We learned that in marketing, you have to say your name 7 to 13 times before people realize that you're Top House. So you can expect the Top House will say that a couple more times during this performance. Did you have anything you'd like to add, Joe?
I just wanted to say, when we moved to Nashville from Montana, it's about 5.5 years ago, and the first thing we noticed when we moved there, there's a lot of world-class musicians, and they would always be tuning using these little pegs on the end of their instruments, and so we thought, hey, that's a good idea, and so you'll see us do that a few times as well. We think that it's a way to establish dominance, so we like to start strong. So that song was called Better is the End. And this next song is a brand new one called Waste.
It's a song about addiction and kind of the trying to get through that. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you.
skin, cold like the sin. I won't give up. And I ignore that light, and it will pass me by like it always does.
Thank you.
You guys don't have to applause if the applause sign is on too. If you really hate Top House LLC, let us know.
On the Better Business Bureau.
What?
It's a website.
Anyways, this next song is our number two song, and it's called Number One.
So I focus on what is, try to give it all to you. Let's ditch the hypothetical and just tell it like it is. Think it's time to break the news. I can't make you happy, not like you want to be. I can only hold you when it's gone. It's a I've been working kinda late. I've been working on myself. You've been going through some things. Let's get at least this one thing straight. I can be the one you want, but you are all you ever need. can't make you happy, not like you wanna be. I can only hold you when it's gone. It's a little frightening, not what you want.
Thanks, y'all. We've got one more song. This song is called The Mountain Song, and hope you enjoy. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
We climbed a mountain, and I picked wildflowers and put them in her hair. And at the top, we found a meadow and danced barefoot in the grass. And I'm not lying, there were bluebirds in the air. It was a long one. There's a time or two we felt like giving up, but every fall and every stumble made us stop and see the wonder. And with your hand in mine, we pushed on towards the top. Why do people climb mountains? Is it just to reach the top and see the view? Well, I'll tell you something. Every rock and every river, every sore and every splinter, I would climb every mountain with you. Well, the clouds rolled in, and there was lightning, there was thunder, there was rain. And as we hid beneath our shelter, all the doubts that we had felt came pouring in as a flood we had to face. Then came the sunshine, the clouds were black, the color filled the earth. And the rain, it brought the flowers, you could sit and stare for hours. The toil and the struggle showed its worth. River, every sore and every splinter, in the summer and the winter, when it's warm and when we shiver, I'd climb every mountain with you. splinter in the summer and the winter. When it's warm and when we shiver, when our feet are full of blisters, we're sweeter when it's bitter. I'd climb every mountain with you.
Thank you for having us, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, sir. As we record this show, they are just about to make their debut on the Grand Ole Opry in a couple of weeks. So we're very excited for them. Last year, they released their EP Theory. Look for their follow-up companion piece, Practice, which should be out by the time this show goes to air. That was Top House. It's time to welcome our singer, Julie Adams, to the show. Yes. She'll be joined today, as always, by the Mountain Stage Band. That's Ron Soule, the leader of the band, on acoustic guitar back there. Michael Lipton and Ryan Kennedy are our electric guitarists. Bob Thompson is at the piano. John Ingram is sitting in on bass this week. And Ahmed Solomon is our drummer. Julie's chosen a Neil Young song for us. This is called One of These Days.
These days, I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known, and I'm gonna try to thank them all for the good times together. Fiddler and all the rough boys who play that rock and roll. I never tried to burn any bridges, though I know I let some good things go. One of these days, the good friends I've known. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long, it won't be long. One of these days, the good friends I've known. And one of these days, one of these days, one of these days. One of these days, and it won't be long, it won't be long.
That was Julie Adams with Neil Young's One of These Days. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Remember, if you missed part of Mountain Stage or you want to hear something again, visit the podcast section of mountainstage.org. Each podcast includes songs not heard on the radio and the complete finale song. If you enjoy the show, take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever it is that you listen. Our next guest has been making music steadily for the better part of three decades now. She's a songwriter, teacher, and author. She was part of a folk supergroup in the late 90s, along with Richard Schindel and Lucy Kaplansky, called Cry, Cry, Cry. She's written four books, ranging from young adult fiction to thoughts on urban planning and community to songwriting insights. Her latest album is I'll Meet You Here, although I hear there's new music in the works, and we may hear more about that in a few minutes. She writes songs that are like little conversations or like reading a good book, all leavened with wit and gentle wisdom. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage for the 10th time, one of our favorites, Dar Williams.
The Columbines are coming up down by the gate. I'm pouring out sugar water on a broken plate, and I dried up my best dolls to celebrate. You're coming home from the Hummingbird Highway. But the time has come and the time has passed, just when I think they got you at last, and the pirates have tied you to the galleon's mast. You're coming home from the Hummingbird Highway. Every time you're round a bend, I'll jump into your arms again. You know my kind, I'm the Hummingbird's friend. I help you find your way back home. You're putting out the treasures you got for me. A cinnamon bark and a cinnamon tree. And the stone that you saw clear at the bottom of the sea. Back from the Hummingbird Highway. But I never could imagine, never could have guessed. You're opening the clasp on a tiny golden chest. It's a hummingbird shell in a hummingbird's nest. Back from the Hummingbird Highway, yeah.
putting out the cinnamon rolls while they're hot. I'm pouring out tea from a china golden pot. And I don't think you're happy, no, I know that you're not. Can't blame it on the hummingbird highway. You say it's the older you feel, it's the older I get. The highest of highs, like the deepest regret. And no one ever says if you've gotten there yet. Can't blame it on the hummingbird highway. Cause you know I know sometimes instead you just get lost inside your head. And sometimes can't get out of bed. But now you're getting out of bed.
See the rundown station where the trees grow in the tracks. Show me how the roof is caved in. Tell me there's no going back. But I've been saying that the creek will run, and I've been waiting for the train to come. I know all about my magical thinking that finds a break in the storm. Driving in midnight is when the dreaming starts again. It all comes true if the light turns before I count to ten. And if I do a few things better now, better than I've done before, the only thing I ever wanted will be there, will be standing at my door. And the creek will run, train to come. I know all about my magical thinking that finds a break in the storm. And in the light of this reverie, I can see it all someday. It's as clear as any man. Just as far away. Oh, have you heard the news? How they're bringing back the trains. They cleared the trees and the old rails are shining in the rain. Yeah, it rained for days and nights on end. It's like we emptied out the sky. logical thinking. I'm moving on from this impossible dreaming, but I'm gonna stay a little longer. I'm watching as the water runs through the stone. It really is a thrill to be here. I got a jacket. They gave me a jacket. And a lot has happened since I first started playing here. About 20 years in, I started leading a songwriting retreat. And that has been an incredibly meaningful part of my life and yet for me as a songwriter. And something that we really just try to impart to the people who come is that, you know, you're making a song out of nothing, out of thin air. And you know, we got to coax that along and really respect that. And somewhere along the way, I thought, wow, that was really reminding me. What else is just made out of thin air? Oh, life. Yeah, life. Wow. I got to respect that, too. Kind of just make peace with the pace of it and the surprises. And so I even cribbed some language. I wrote a songwriting book that's where I was just trying to stay out of people's way. Encourage them, but also stay out of their way. And so I cribbed a few notes from that to write this song. I just want to say thank you so much to everyone on stage with me right now. We've been on this ride together for a long time, so thank you.
It's the only one I know. Here I go. Every hour is the next wave on the shore. Seeing new things, seeing more. Here I go again. I'm checking it out. The sea glass and the shells. The driftwood has its well-worn tales of glory. To walk their trail of clues while my shadow buys the booze. Hey, we're getting by. Oh, we pack it all up, we turn the great design into the finish line, and then we plant a sign of right or wrong.
When I know the tide comes in and
and my footprints disappear. But I was there and I am here, and it's what I know. I'm checking my time, these miles of sandy shore are gonna teach me more. I know what came before, I know some good things.
I'm just going to do this song that I did in 1995. I looked at the list of all the songs that I'd done over the last 10 years, and sure enough, this one I'd played almost exactly 30 years ago. And I still play this song, and it's a winter holiday song, so hopefully this will go well with the daffodils and the iris. It was such a wonderful thing when I was first touring to go out and see this great frontier called the American dinner table, and to sort of watch people finding the future with their families, finding ways to reconcile. And when I wrote my urban planning book, my big motto coming out of it is that the opposite of division is not unity, it is collaboration. And this is something I think Americans are very good at, and that's what I was starting to see as I wrote the song. It's called The Christians and the Pagans. Thank you very much. Amber culture uncle said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son in candy canes, all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice, and we miss you, and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen. And Emma's chain of smoke, she said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share. And you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sit together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best they were able. Where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. When Amber tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother, Amber. remembers Uncle saw how Amber looked like Tim and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call Emma and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father, sons, and brothers, saw his own son tuck his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best they were able, lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
Thank you so much, and thank you, Mountain States, Kathy Matea. So good. Years ago now, her song You're Aging Well was covered by Joan Baez, and it was also on Dar's first album, and it's covered again on this last record she made. At that time, Joan took her out on the road with her, and she credits that act of generosity and mentorship with launching her career. Her latest album is I'll Meet You Here, and look for her upcoming release later this spring. It's going to be called Hummingbird Highway. That was Dar Williams. We hope you'll take a look at our website, mountainstage.org. There you'll find links to our podcast, and you can follow us on just about every form of social media. And of course, we invite you to follow us to our next live show. You can find out where we'll be and get your tickets at mountainstage.org. Next up on the show is a group that plays indie chamber rock. It began as a Craig Minowa's solo studio project after the unexpected loss of his two-year-old son. Over the years, the band has taken shape with strings and brass, and they're also known for incorporating live painting into their shows. They have a new album called Alchemy Creek on their own environmentally conscious Earthology Records. The album takes its name from the creek that runs alongside the Intimate Cabin studio where the album was recorded. And in fact, you can hear the creek faintly on many of the album's tracks. Please welcome, for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Cloud Cult.
World, like a candle, you were meant to share the fire. I don't know where we come from, I don't know where we go, but my arms are made to hold you, so I will never let you go, because you were born to change this life. You were born to chase the light, because you were born. Thank you.
precious. Oh, my love, when they come to take me, I will hold you from above. I don't know why we're here, and I don't know how, but I'm here with you now. I'm here with you now, cause you want to make this right, cause you were born to change this life, cause you were born to chase the light, cause you were born. Into our own constellations, make the universe into a kinder kind of creation. My kid says to change the world, first change the way you're seeing. But I'm still mowing shapes in the grass to let aliens know we need them. And lately I've been feeling like don't know how you're feeling. This whole thing's out of my control, except one human being. I've been watching classic films to see how decent people. Happy endings come by skipping all the work. And I don't care if you call me a fool for hoping for more than I'm seeing. But something tells me we were made for more than we are being. And I can only love you if I first learn to love me. And this whole thing's out of my control, except one human being. Two years ago I dug a hole and buried myself in the pit. Now I'm afraid to dig up the seed and see what came of it. When it comes to human potential, I guess I have high expectations. The limit to the universe is my imagination. And the story goes that Adam and Eve left the garden out of fear. Maybe humans never left, and we are all still here. The truth is gonna set you free, or so the sages tell. The truth is gonna set you free, but first it hurts like hell.
Thank you. We're a cloud cult, and we are deep believers in music as medicine, so we're constantly scrambling to make the best possible recipe for balming our own hearts, not because we think we're healers, but because we have lots of broken pieces we're trying to put together. And this one is a song that is about traveling in time.
story of my time machine invention. It's not perfect, cause I'm not that bright. We walk our days with the best of intentions, but when I screw things up, I wanna go back and make them right. Yeah. Yeah. My life, yeah.